This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. To seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
You are correct.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. Stop it.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. Is Maxine Waters the dumbest Democrat ever? I think she could be... Maybe the top contender for that award. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Today is Dumb Democrat Day, actually. Okay, I'm dedicating to the show to all the dumbass Democrats. And believe me, there's a lot going on. I'm going to point out to you the real Democrat Party, which was clearly shown yesterday with this vote for education secretary, Betsy DeVos. I gotta tell you, I woke up this morning and it seems as though, McClatchy and the Miami Herald, broke out with some actual journalism today. Some real news. I couldn't believe it. I was aghast. This, according to the Miami Herald today, at least 121 killings within a four-year span were carried out by convicted immigrants who were not deported. This according to a 2015 U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee document recently reviewed by El Nuevo Herald, that is the sister paper of the Spanish-language paper of the Miami Herald here in Miami, which, of course, is owned by McClatchy News Service. This was stunning to me. Because, you know, we keep hearing, and I hear this all the time, I hear this from both the Republicans and the Democrats, that, this travel ban is going to make us less safe. It's going to make us less safe. It's going to give weapons to ISIS. It's a recruiting tool for ISIS. Really? Tell that to the families of the 121 people killed. Okay, this is 120 people killed, 121 killings. Every year, federal immigration authorities release foreign nationals convicted of crimes, including murder, both because the U.S. Supreme Court has prohibited indefinite detention or because their countries refuse to take them back even after immigration judges have ordered deportation. While the release of convicted immigrant criminals has been routine since the Supreme Court issued its landmark ruling 15 years ago, the practice is now in the national spotlight because of course, President Donald Trump. And he has made it imperative to deport immigrant convicts as quickly as possible, lest they commit more crimes. Now, the fact that there have been at least 121 homicides that could have been clearly avoided. And by the way, this was between 2010 and 2014. I mean, really? How is this making us less safe, people? How is this making us less safe? I mean, right there, 121 people, 121 families affected. Did it make them, did it make them less safe to institute a travel ban? I would argue that, getting killed, okay, getting killed is, I would say, that's a whole lot less safe. I mean, because, you know, I keep hearing this. This is the argument that's been made. And by the way, it's the argument that's been made by the Republicans as well as Democrats. So, look, the Democrats don't have any a monopoly on being dumb. Okay? I don't know if you saw this. This is, again, under the heading of Making America Great Again, Intel just announced they're going to invest $7 billion in a factory in Arizona that's going to employ 3,000 people. Intel chief Brian Krasnich met with President Donald Trump today, and he announced that the company, Intel, will invest $7 billion in a factory employing up to 3,000 people. The factory will be in Chandler, Arizona, the company said. And over 10,000 people in the Arizona area will support the factory. Here's a question. Where's John McCain? Where's Goofy Jeff Flake on this? Why aren't they out there talking about this? Oh, no, you know why? They're too busy trashing Donald Trump. They're too busy trashing this travel ban, where 121 people were killed during a four-year span by convicted illegal immigrants. Yeah. That's what John McCain's doing. And Lindsey Graham. And Jeff Flake. And all these other idiots that inhabit our legislative bodies. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is winning. Once again, winning. Are you sick of winning yet? I know I'm not. So those are stats. 121 people killed. Killed. Because they were running around. They weren't deported. Okay? Now, what Donald Trump wants to do is kick these people out. And they should be kicked out. You know, and here's the thing. I'm so sick and tired of talking about and hearing that, Donald Trump is against immigration. He's not against immigration. Nobody's against immigration. No one is against immigration. That is such a big canard. But we are against illegal immigration. Got it? Not immigration. Illegal immigration. That's what people are against. Illegal immigration. Okay? It's pretty simple. All right, I gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back.
beginning to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Give me a call. We went back. We went back in the time machine. And speaking of Democrats, then Senator Barack Obama, Democrat from Illinois, had this to say when talking about immigration and, illegal immigration. Listen.
Ring on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. You know, we are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants.
Wow, that sounds like familiar to me. It sounds like Donald Trump. Okay? That's your Democrat Party right there. Bunch of hypocrites. Okay? But that was okay. That was okay back then to say that. But now, you know, no, because, you know, they really need those voters, those illegal alien voters. Okay? That was Barack Obama. And by the way, that was the position of Bill Clinton. That was the position for Democrats. Going back 30 years. That was basically the position. That was actually the bipartisan position. Now, of course, you know, the Democrats have changed because they realize that they need voters. And so they changed their position, right? Speaking of immigrants, George Ramos. I can't even say Jorge Ramos. George Ramos. Wrote a piece for Fusion, which, of course, he works for. And the piece is titled, Jorge Ramos, I No Longer Recognize This Country. Okay, Georgie Porgy. So he writes, I've always publicly acknowledged that the United States gave me opportunities that Mexico, my country of origin, did not. Yeah. But decades after I arrived here, the anti-immigrant rhetoric being turned into policy under Donald Trump has made me realize that I just don't recognize this country anymore. Oh, what are you saying? It's not your country? Then why don't you get the hell out of here? Okay? And I love how the anti-immigrant rhetoric, I love that narrative, anti-immigrant rhetoric. No! No one is anti-immigrant at all, but we are anti-illegal. Okay? He goes on to write, in the early 1980s, moving to the U.S. meant that I could speak freely. As a journalist in Mexico, I was censored. Moreover, the U.S. provided me with a job and economic opportunities that I couldn't have found anywhere else. With boundless generosity, America protected me and granted me the same rights as any other citizens, even though I was an immigrant. I work here, I vote here, my children were born here. And I would imagine you came over here legally, Georgie. All I want is for new immigrants to enjoy the same opportunities that I and millions of others throughout American history have received. But for the moment, Trump is making that impossible. No, he's not. Let me just say this. I am a first-generation American. My mother was an immigrant. My mother came here legally. Nobody's against immigrants. So to say, again, this is what the left uses, this anti-immigrant rhetoric. Anti-immigrant. No, nobody's talking about anti-immigrants. We're talking about anti-illegal aliens. Okay? So nobody's making it impossible for legal immigration. What we're trying to do is make it impossible for illegal immigration. That's what we're trying to do here. So he writes, a couple of days after the president signed an executive order announcing that a wall would be built along the Mexican border, he issued a directive that radically changes deportation priorities in this country. Now, anyone who committed acts that constitute a chargeable criminal offense may be deported, even if they were never convicted. He's talking about people that are arrested, okay, where ICE will run a background check on you. That's kind of normal. Also, immigrants who have committed fraud before a governmental agency are to be deported as well, which presumably applies to any non-citizen who ever used a fake driver's license or made up a Social Security number in order to work. Yes, that's fraud. And the fact that you people are legitimizing fraud, you're legitimizing an illegal act to carry on more illegality, is just, it's appalling. But this is what they want to have you believe. Again, bizarre world. And Trump, who aspires to be like President Ronald Reagan, refused to even consider granting undocumented residents, by the way, that's code word for illegal alien. Stop, undocumented. You know? Undocumented. I went to go make a withdrawal at the bank. I used a gun. It was an undocumented withdrawal. Get out of here, undocumented. Since Republicans control both the House and the Senate, Trump could easily push to give immigrants a chance to stay in the U.S., but he won't. In 1986, Reagan, recognizing the contributions of immigrants and with the greater good of the country in mind, granted amnesty to about 3 million undocumented people. No, he granted amnesty to 3 million illegal people. But Trump would rather expel them. I would too, frankly. This is Jorge Ramos. Okay? He says he no longer recognizes this country. Jorge, Georgie, whatever your name is, get the hell out of here. Go back to Mexico if you don't recognize this country. I mean, really? I'm so sick and tired of this. And, you know, and I love how the left uses words to make their point. There's this war on words. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move is going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. I want to go back to George Ramos and this article that he penned for Fusion, the company that he works for. He went on to say that the president's xenophobia, you know, and this is another thing I love about the left. You see, if you speak in platitudes all the time, then everything is bad. So, he writes, the president's xenophobia isn't limited to Mexicans. In his first days in office, Trump also signed an executive order banning refugees from being admitted into the country for 120 days. And anyone from seven countries, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, and Yemen, from entering for 3 months. I want to just remind George Ramos that Barack Obama did the same thing. In 2011, he limited Iraqis from coming into this country for 6 months. Okay. So he goes on to say, Trump, who partially campaigned on a promise to ban Muslims from entering the U.S., has said that this ban isn't based on religion, but it's no secret that these seven nations have a Muslim majority and that innocent Muslims with no connection to terror networks will be most harmed. Really? Okay. Apparently George Ramos doesn't know too much about the Constitution. So he also writes that nobody wants to be a victim of terror, but we must remember that no citizen from the seven countries included in Trump's ban has participated in a recent terror attack against the U.S. Again, lie. That's not true. In fact, there was just the Somali individual that went on a knife attack in at Ohio State that was fortunately killed by police with a gun. That just happened. So that's not true. Again, he's totally wrong. He writes, I came to the U.S. in 1983. If Reagan had crafted an arbitrary ban similar to Trump's that included Mexico, I wouldn't be here. Why? Did you sneak in illegally, dude? I mean, did George Ramos sneak in illegally? Again, more hyperbole. I mean, these people are just ridiculous. All right, I'm going to take a call. I've got Jim from Arizona calling. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Hello?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about, I don't know if you've already talked about her, but Elizabeth Warren.
No, not yet. Pocahontas?
Well, I refer to her as like Sitting Bull Dyke.
Oh, that's pretty good. I might have to steal that from you, Jim.
Okay. Her bull crap, you know. But there was a story out, and it didn't get much attention. She forgot to disclose like $1.3 million. It might have been during campaigning. I saw it a few weeks ago, or a week ago, maybe.
Yeah, I remember vaguely about that story. Look, here's a woman who talks about, you know, being for the working man and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she lives in, like, a mansion, and she pulls in, I think, like, just from her Harvard gig, because she's a part-time a professor at Harvard, and she pulls in, like, $400,000 to teach a class at Harvard. I mean, you know, give me a break.
And her fingerprints have been all over that IRS scandal.
Of course.
She was working with that, but, I mean, I think I would have let her talk instead of shutting her down just to show how psycho she is.
Are you talking about in the Senate? Yeah,
when they cut her off.
Well, look, I mean, she would have gone on and on and on. So
yeah,
that's why they cut her off.
But I sure like how I think. With how they're showing their true colors, all these people, it's what Trump does. He did it in the primaries. He just knows how to bring out the worst in people.
You know, you make a great point, because, Jim, that's what I said that throughout the campaign. I said that the greatest thing about Trump is that he exposed everyone, and he continues to expose everyone. Really, it's really amazing. It's the emperor's new clothes. He continues to say, oh, no, you're naked. And it doesn't matter if it's the media or it's his fellow Republicans or Democrats. It's pretty much everybody. He exposes everyone.
And I think he needs to get a little nastier. I said it during the primaries when he kind of, you know what, that's how you got to treat these people.
And look, that's why he won. Let's be honest. Yeah. That's why he won. Everybody wants him to, like, tone it down and be presidential and stop tweeting. And I'm like, no, that's why he won. That's why we voted for him. And that's why we continue to support him, because he goes there, right? He goes there. He says the things that, everybody's thinking these things that he says. And he goes there and he says it. And, you know, when he does it, I love it. I just go, oh, my God, he went there. Awesome.
I'm the same way. It's like, that's my language and...
Right.
You know what? It's nice to have a pro-American back in
exactly.
the White House.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Jim, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. That's the beauty, really, of Donald Trump and how he has exposed everyone. I mean, think about the first thing he did. I remember one of the first things he did was he talked about the donor class. No one's ever done that. I mean, you know, it's like we kind of take for granted that he did that, but nobody had ever done that before. To actually come out and call out the donor class. It was stunning. And it was like, oh, man, he's going to call. Really? No one would ever have done that. And the thing you really have to appreciate about Trump, President Trump, is the fact that he's not beholden to anybody. He doesn't care. He doesn't owe anybody anything. He's not part of a corporate structure. He's not beholden to the Chamber of Commerce guys. Because if he was, he wouldn't be able to say and do what he's doing. Because he'd be beholding to someone, some labor union or some teacher's union or, you know, somebody that somebody of the donor class. And the fact that, and I can't stress this enough, that he just, that he goes there and that he says the things that he says. I mean, the other day when he said, when he talked about Chuck Schumer and his fake tears, I mean, dude, that is hilarious. It's hilarious when he does that. I love it. It's like, who would do that? Like, what sitting politician would do that? I mean, and again, all the things he says, where the media is outraged. Again, this is why we live in this parallel universe between the media and real world. You know, the media is like, oh, this is it. He's done. Oh, how could he say that? A bunch of dorks. The celebration of beta males, which is Washington. It's just one big cauldron of beta males. All the dudes that you gave an atomic wedgie to in sixth grade, they now run Washington in the media. And they have no idea what to do with this alpha male. They're like, what? You can't say that. Because they don't know what it's like to live in a jungle. All right? They have no idea. And they still don't get it, which is amazing to me. I mean, they're so beta. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington. Tim, what's the word in D.C.?
Well, you know, I was just got off a plane from San Francisco as I was waiting for those decisions to come down. And I can tell you the word right now is those waiting for that court to rule on the ban. It's not going to come today, Edward. It looks like you're going to have to wait until tomorrow. But I think it's interesting. The whole argument, of course, is that there's the argument against Trump and saying that he's discriminating against people based on religion. But look at the numbers. 85% of the world's Muslim population can come into the United States. No issues. So, you know, one judge has already come out and said, you know, this is kind of difficult to swallow right now that based on that. So. But you just never can tell in this political climate what can happen. And that's one of the things that could be certainly a curveball and what these justices decide to do. Trump, of course, today is saying it's they're being very political and not looking at the law.
Well, you know, he has a point. I mean, really, because if you look at the precedent here, okay, and the executive branch has very wide latitude. In fact, the executive branch, if you look at 8 U.S.C. 1152, it very clearly states that the president, for any reason, can deny entry to any class of people for any reason if it's for national security. And so it's very, very clear. It's very clear statutorily, and it's also very clear if you look at the landmark decisions of the Supreme Court, going all the way back to FDR, the decision on Japanese internment. The Supreme Court held that he was well within his right to do that. So I think this is an open shut case. Not only that, let me just also add that. You know, we're talking about the U.S. Constitution here, which does not apply to people that aren't American citizens and people that aren't in this country. So I think it's pretty black and white here. So I don't think that it shouldn't even gotten to this point.
I look at it just strictly at the law and take all the emotion off, and it seems like Trump is correct. Trump is totally correct that he can do this. It's not a discriminatory measure. And but it's hard for me to come out here and say specifically that's what this court's going to do.
Right, because
you know, they could, they could basically, one thing that was interesting, Trump's case to go forward, they did not present any national security witnesses or anything like that. So it brought me back to a situation about, you know, over a decade ago with the anthrax case, where there was a big movement to kill the anthrax vaccine because it was hurting the troops. There was an executive order that the troops, I believe it was an executive order, but it was a Pentagon order that all the troops had to be vaccinated. And there was fight among the military of not doing that. And then what happened is they were arguing, well, listen, the side was saying, look, there hasn't been an anthrax attack against the United States. There hasn't been one. But why are we getting this? Of course, when the attack happened, everybody in the United States, you know, that was concerned wanted to get the vaccine. And I think what Trump is trying to do is very similar to that. He's saying, look, obviously, these refugees may have not come into the United States, but we've had all the security intelligence agencies saying this is the way they're going to do it. So what are you going to have to do? We're going to wait until something happens like this? And then he gets criticized for not acting.
Well, yeah, and I would just argue that these people don't have any standing here because they're not citizens of the United States. We're talking about people that aren't citizens of the United States that are refugees coming to this country. And let's be honest here, it's a temporary ban. It's 120 days. I mean,
they don't have a right to come in. They have it's a privilege.
Correct.
I mean, and I think people forget that in some aspects. So, yeah, it is a temporary ban, you know, but it's still, hey, it's California. Anything can happen out there. So, you know, I'm surprised it's taken them this long to rule on it. And that's what's concerning.
Well, and that could be a good thing. It could be that they're figuring it out and they're going to come down. I just, you know, if it goes to the Supreme Court, that's a whole nother deal because, you know, it's probably going to take, more than 120 days for it to even go to the Supreme Court unless they have an emergency session. I think the law is clearly in those hands.
The other thing that's making news out here, of course, is Elizabeth Warren basically being censored and taken off of the debate. And the thought here, being both on both sides, is look, from the general public's view, I remember when Trump was elected, and I got texts from Democrats who weren't probably saying they're voting for Trump, as well as Republicans. And the first thing they said, good, finally we can stop all this, attacks, and we're going to get things done. Finally, things are going to get rolling in America. And I think with the Warren situation, I do think it's backfired on her. But I also think it's backfired on the Republicans just because the public just doesn't want this anymore. Just vote. They're tired of this name-calling and attacks and everything else. So I think that's it's going to hurt Warren. Some people out here thought, well, that was a grandstanding situation to throw her ring in the hat for 2020.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's a lot of that going on. I think you saw that with Cory Booker as well. Cory Booker was... You know, all for school choice, bragged about it, talked about it when he was mayor of Newark. And then, of course, he voted against Betsy DeVos yesterday. And why? Because he's thinking about throwing his hat in the ring for 2020 as well. And the teachers union gives big money to the Democrat Party.
Edward, the Republicans got to love the fact that Warren's going to throw her hat in the ring because she's so far to the left. She's not in touch with the mainstream. So
I agree.
That would be great for them and for 2020. Warren, I think this was a poor calculated mistake that she may not understand. Again, those Midwestern voters are out there saying, look, just get out of the debate. Quit this name calling. We've dealt with this issue 30 years ago. We're bringing it up again. It's been discussed before. Let's move on. And I think that's what the public is saying, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And it literally was 30 years ago. You're referring to Jeff Sessions in 1986, trying to be, he was named as a federal court judge at the time, and these allegations of racism. See, the thing is, if you just throw out the racism card, it just shuts down everything. It's like
it does. And you keep in mind that there's, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, Democrats supporting Jeff Sessions that had great things to say about his character and so forth. So, he's going to be the next attorney general in this country. It's unfortunate that, again, the public's watching these two sides that just can't get along, and it's just partisan politics all over again. And I think the country wants to move away from that and start, doing some positive things and getting things done and putting America back to work.
You mean making America great again?
I would put it as getting them back to work. My feeling is this country is underemployed, totally underemployed with these people, and we need to get better wages in this country for these individuals that are highly qualified and not doing the jobs they were trained to do. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll see. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Tim. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. I got to take a quick break, but the mayhem and the madness returns in a moment. We'll be right back.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.